You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm going to butcher his last name, but we've got Carlos Anaya. You'll tell me later. Anaya, Carlos Anaya, he's the marketing partner with our friends at the Sacred Space. The Sacred Space is bringing him direct to us today. We're going to talk about his event that he's running on Monday, right? Monday. All right. It's going to be learn how to become a magnet for your deepest desires. We're going to have tips about true prosperity and how that helps you in a holistic positive vibe and execution of your whole business. My gosh, I can't get it right myself. Carlos, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up at the Sacred Space. Look at you. What are you doing? Facebook Live back at me?
Yes, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here, and I'm so delighted to be part of this experience. What an amazing show to be elevated and keep uplifted. So I'm so glad to be part of your show, and what an amazing audience. I feel the energy in this room.
Well, you're bringing part of the energy to the room, Carlos. I mean, come on, you're absolutely on fire all the time. You've got that thing around your neck, which I still don't know what those things are. You know, my first time I met you was at my first yoga class. I had worked out the day before, 2 hours before I went to the yoga class. Then I went to the yoga class. It was a three-hour yoga class, but it was absolutely amazing. I'm, you know, that Sacred Space, what you and Carla have done out there and the events that you have with all the people you're bringing is just amazing. And oh, by the way, all the proceeds for this event, I want to thank you, are going to help Vivian in her quest to find a kidney donor and to get healthy and strong so that when that donor does materialize, she's ready to receive the kidney. I personally want to thank you, Carlos. Vivian will probably come in later and give you a kiss. I know that. Now, Carlos, tell us a little bit about what's going on at the event.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the word Vivian, because Vivian is an angel that has come to our lives to be men and women of service. You know, the idea of being prosperous is not just about how much money we can get, but how much money we can give. And definitely Vivian is an instrument for us to really understand what prosperity is all about. Prosperity is not just about money, but it's also about healthy relationships. It's about building authentic relationships, conscious communication. So it's just more than just money. And the idea of a conscious prosperity is true prosperity is about becoming a man of service. And I'm going to give you nine rules of how to be a conscious entrepreneur. The reason why there's so much lack in this country and in this society is that we're lacking the idea of being a man of service. And we have to learn how to be a conscious entrepreneur so we can make a difference in the planet.
Boy, are you getting excited?
Yes.
You're knocking all my Facebook stuff all over here, Carlos. You're getting really excited, but I'm loving it. This is great stuff. And I know that I went to the event with Vivian. We went to an event with Vivian. I didn't know what it was. My first yoga event, they're very spiritual. They made a circle, and then they put Vivian in, and they made a spiritual healing circle. And then I walked out to talk to somebody about, you know, I've worked with these people to help find a kidney, and the thing had already been going on for 2 hours. I figured it was almost over. I got up and I walked up to talk to the people about the kidney, and I told them, you know, they're doing singing and chanting in there. The lady goes, well, you should probably go back in there. I go, She goes, go back in there. I go back in there. They've got Vivian surrounded in a circle, and then they invited me in. And let me tell you, it was the most beautiful thing that I've ever experienced, being surrounded by 15, 20, 25 individuals that I didn't know. Turns out all of them are very high-end, very experienced yogis, yoga people. And then they started to fire off in like this, I call it the Heisman Trophy position, this energy on Vivian and then eventually on me. And I had like a 15-tissue event, you know. And then they started telling me how it's hard for me to say it, how I inspired them. And I guess in listening to what your preamble was, it's maybe because of I'm demonstrating what you just described.
Yes, and let me go back to the basic, you know, the basic of what Kundalini Yoga is about. Kundalini Yoga is the yoga of awareness. It's the mother of all yogas, because it encompasses the physical, the emotional, the mantras, and it's like a combo, you know. It's the technology of angles and triangles. So when you use this technology, it elevates your life in so many different ways, emotionally, spiritually, financially, also deals with addictions, deals with anxiety and depression, as you know. More than 65% of this country suffers from anxiety and depression. And Kundalini can help people to have a better quality of life. And Kundalini does that.
Now, you know, talk about anxiety. I passed out on the floor on Sunday, hit my head, was in the hospital for 3 days. That's why we're having a little bit of a technical issue here today. We're doing this from the studio in my house, not the regular studio. And I want to thank you, by the way, for coming and making the accommodation for me today. So I need this. I've discovered it. I've started to plug in. And in fact, one of your instructors has really been helping me get in touch with my inner, I'm going to maybe use the word wrong, chakra?
Yes.
Okay. And helping to calm me down. And I want to first of all thank Carla from the Sacred Space for helping me to get together with all of the different people that are starting to come together and are going to be teaching at this. So Kundalini?
Yes.
Kundalini yoga. You said there were seven things that we needed to know. Can you roll those out at me, at least a couple, before we go to break, and then we'll have some more to talk about afterwards.
Okay, so before we go after the break, so what is that we're doing on Monday? So basically, we're going to talk about the greatest challenge that we have is that we don't know how to be prosperous. We think that we're prosperous, but really, what is prosperity? And that's what we're going to explore on Monday, true prosperity. And this workshop will introduce you to the concept of prosperity from a holistic perspective, from a holistic doctor, which is Natalia Lanza, which is an amazing Kundalini teacher, and this man of service, Carlos Anaya Charanzin, which will explore the executive minds for consciousness business networking to help you align your values with your vision and to create a divine conscious return on investment. What a better idea to be a conscious entrepreneur. And there's seven tips of how to be a spiritual entrepreneur. First, you know, the question is, what is a spiritual entrepreneur? Basically, it's to be a man of service, to provide a service from a place of love and compassion. And that is what makes a unique entrepreneurship skills compared to the traditional entrepreneurs. And also, how do you get there is the normal question that we'll have to ask people. Well, you know, how can I provide a service to help others? How can I ease suffering? And also, how can I create beauty? That's one of the ideas of how to develop a spiritual entrepreneurship mindset. So it's really interesting. And I will give you the seven tips after the break. Seven tips to become a conscious entrepreneur.
Well, we got a few minutes till the break comes, so I guess we're going to talk about some spirituality. You know, the first thing is that I've always been very involved in the community. It's been something that's really been important to me. One of the things that I do in the community to stay involved is I mentor a lot of young people. No one ever really helped me along the way, and I found it to be very rewarding to help people. You know, they come and they get, come on in here, Vivian, come on, bring some of your hot spirituality with us. A lot of the people bring their things to the table, but they don't help people. They don't take advantage of the opportunity to share their knowledge with people that are coming up. And I've got to tell you, as I had a meeting with a gentleman just a couple weeks ago, he says, oh my gosh, I'm having problems. My business isn't as strong as it was, blah, blah, blah. I said, how many people under 40 have you met with in the last month? He goes, none. I go, well, there you go. Where are your new ideas coming from? Where are your new business things coming from? Who are you helping get ahead? You know, pay it forward isn't really just a term that's thrown around anymore. It's really something that's important. And as our culture continues to evolve and change, this spirituality is becoming the currency of what people really want. They see all the things that are out there, and they have things. They can get a bigger car. They can get a bigger house. They can get bigger food. But they really can't get a bigger heart unless they work on it. And this is the place to work on a bigger heart.
And that's the three tips that I'm going to give you how to do that. First, you have to think big, because people think that we don't have enough, that it wouldn't happen, that we stop dreaming, that that's plenty for now. Who will pay for it? So the first tip to be a spiritual entrepreneur is to think big, to think outside the box. A lot of people live in the scarcity mode, know that we're not in a survival mode. We're in an expansion mode. And when you elevate your frequency, you attract the right clients, you attract the right relationships, you attract a conscious communication level, and you also speak from the heart. Authentic relationships. If your dreams don't scare you, you can think big. And let me show you how to do this. Look, if your dreams don't scare you, then it's not big enough. And that's the first step to be a spiritual entrepreneur.
Well, I wrote that in front of your face. But
yes.
That's the sign in our house. It's what I look at every morning before I meditate for 15 minutes in our living room. I look at this sign, I hold my wife's hand, and we think about this, and we dream big. We're not stopping till we get where we're going.
Exactly, and I agree with you. And the second step to be a spiritual entrepreneur is to see the abundance. You gotta see the abundance. When you're in a state of gratitude, everything becomes, when you see a state of gratitude, when you're in a state of gratitude, everything becomes a blessing. Everything. when you are in a state of gratitude, everything becomes a blessing. See the blessing in everything. Count the miracles that you have in your life. Count your blessings. It's not just about money, but it's also about building healthy relationships. How much can I contribute for today? How much can I make a difference? And that is the second step to see the abundance in everything.
Well, that's some great stuff. I guess people are going to have to hold on for just about 2 minutes until we get them the rest of the secrets. But, man, you're rocking. I have a friend that would say you're cooking with grease, Carlos. So stick with us. We're going to have more ways to fulfill your to do what money can't buy. What money can't buy. Carlos is going to be here to talk to us about more of that. Stick with us. And remember, his event. Tell us when the event is, Carlos.
The event is on Monday, True Prosperity at the Sacred Space, which is in Wynwood at 7 p.m. from 7 to 9 p.m. And again, you could check the information at thesacredspacemiami.com.
All right. Well, it sounds like the first ad of our break. So, Regan, rock and roll. We're going to be right back. We're going to have more tips on how to fill your soul with spirituality and put the good energy out to the world, because you know what comes back? The same thing. Regan, rock us.
Every day I